If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Flickers and Fuck Tips, the hairband trick. I think it was a Reddit comment. That's where the hairband trick originally came from. A guy was replying to a question along the lines of, what's the hottest thing your partner does that isn't specifically a sex thing? And he started waxing lyrical about hairbands. Prior to sucking him off, he explained, she did this thing where she reached for a hairband from her pocket, her wrist, a nearby table, wherever. Those of us who tie our hair up generally have a few scattered around our homes, bags and person at all times. So she grabbed a hairband and looked him dead in the eye as she scraped her hair back into a ponytail. It was hot, he explained, because not only did it get him pulsing towards erection via the Pavlovian effect of telling him you're about to get your dick sucked, it also symbolised that she was taking this really seriously. Hair tied back means business. It means, I want to really go to town on you. I loved this so much. The thought of this guy's dick twitching at the mere sight of her tying her hair back and the anticipation of her staring him down while she twisted the band neatly to secure her ponytail. Yeah, it really stuck with me. I assume most of you have little flickers of this kind of thing too. Sexy little ideas or flashes of horn that you bury away in your memory banks for later. These flickers aren't always ideas I necessarily want to try out. Sometimes they're just powerful visual images that I want to incorporate into a wank at some point. I remember one from a specific porn gif once, a 5-second clip of someone coming on a woman's grinning face. The first rope of thick jeers hit in a really specific way that seared itself into my memory. Hot white spunk bursting against her closed lips, then up her nose, as the guy coming half pointed and half dragged the head of his twitching cock across her face, allowing the second squirt to burst with pressure out of him and directly against the skin of her cheek. Like putting your thumb over the top of a bottle of champagne. That's one of mine anyway. I've got lots. It might be that you have sex things which stuck in your mind after reading lists of tips or off the back of filling out one of those how kinky are you quizzes with your partner. Maybe you read an especially gorgeous bit of erotica and a line or two stuck in your mind. An erection neatly captured in the phrase pipe hard. The word hypodermically used to describe the injection of spunk down someone's throat. The exact tone of voice somebody used to declare, I should have let him piss on you. Oh. Maybe the flickers that sit with you are more to do with people you've shagged in the past. A thing someone said in a specific moment, maybe. The first time I fucked my ex, post-breakup, when things were tortured and raw and I'd been shagging a few other guys, he bent me over in front of the full-length mirror in his bedroom, on tiptoes so my balance was off and my cunt was, oh, so tight around his dick. Then he gripped my shoulders and yanked me brutally down to the base with every stroke. And as he did so, he declared, I'm gonna fuck those other men out of you. There are some sex things that just stick in your mind, no? And this hairband trick was one that stuck with me. The idea of doing this to someone and taking time over the actual hair tying. Enough time that when I get round to licking my lips and enveloping the head of his cock with wetness and warmth, he comes almost instantly. Spraying hot white spunk inside my eager mouth, injecting it down my throat hypodermically, then pulling out to allow the final spurts to burst against my lips and up my nose. pressing the taut, shining head directly against the skin of my cheek so the last one can pulse with even greater force against my face. I digress. The bottom line is that I love the hairband trick. It's been floating around in my head ever since I saw it mentioned. I throw these things into a section of my brain marked interesting fucky stuff. Then when I have an idle moment, I head to that area of Gotten's Mind Palace. Welcome, please sign the waiver and try not to step in any gush. And I rummage around and see what might be fun. I don't want to copy the idea exactly. Apart from anything else, I've already succeeded in giving a man Pavlovian training to get hard when I remove my lip ring, and I don't want to just replicate stuff I did with ex-partners. But the hairband thing is sexy in its own right. The message that the hairband trick conveys, I mean business, and fucking is serious business, well, that's very on brand for me. Making someone wait while I grab one, then wait more as I scrape my hair back into a ponytail, all while making direct, unbroken eye contact. Yeah, that's very much my style of dominance. I'm less of a stern punishment dom than I am a playful, make you wait till you're trembling kind of dom. So he's lying on his back on the bed, and I've been alternating between sucking his exceptional cock and kissing him slow and deep, growing more and more eager to fuck, but holding back so that he knows I'm a woman of great strength and willpower. Eventually, though, I get horny enough, so I ask, please can I fuck you now? Because I have manners. Also because, honestly, I get off on a yes. It's only in recent years when I've started allowing my dominant side to bloom that I realise how essential it is for me to not only see that someone's into it, but to hear it too. I need your words. I need your yes. Ideally, I want your whimpered, please, please, please. Having established that, yes, he's extremely keen to get fucked right now, I slip off my knickers and straddle him, pausing briefly to run the slickness of my cunt up the shaft of his cock. I don't know why I like doing that. It's just fun. Satisfying to feel the rigidity and girth of someone pressed up into my slit, gently grinding my clit against their shaft and frenulum and occasionally feeling it pulse. Lovely. While I was sitting on him like this, not quite yet beginning to fuck, I grabbed a hairband from the bedside table and put it round one of my wrists. Hairband in place, I grabbed the shaft of his cock and angled him directly into me, not sitting fully down yet, just pushing the head ever so slightly inside the entrance. Yet again, an act of intense willpower on my part. It's tricky to almost but not quite sit on a dick, especially when that dick is so tempting. You want me to fuck you now? I asked him again. Not because I was concerned about his consent. This man was already consenting pretty hard. I just wanted to hear the words one more time. If you're keen to get fucked, I am actively getting off on hearing that in the tone of your yes. It is as exciting to me as you touching my clit or making out with me really beautifully. A trembly, yes, please fuck me, is God-tier foreplay when I'm domming you. So if you won't give it to me unprompted, I will often make you say it before I continue. So with the head of his cock positioned just inside the entrance to my cunt, I paused and stared him down, just kneeling there with him almost but not quite inside me, running my hands through the mass of my usually sweaty, always messy hair that often gets in the way when a fuck becomes energetic. It takes 3 twists to tie my hair back. 1, sliding the hairband off my wrist and around the thick ponytail. The thrumming tension of his thighs clamped between mine gave me a rush of power that made me feel like a god. 2, twisting the hairband round and securing it again while I made him wait, feeling his hands on my hips shaking a little, noting that rhythmic jump in the rigid flesh of his cock as it twitched to have me sit down. 3, pulling the hair halfway through the final twist to form a messy bun, keeping the ends out of my face as I got ready to fully ravish him. the look in his eyes as I finally finished, semi-pleading with me to take that final plunge. A second's more pause while I drank in that look and the way he shook with the temptation to fuck his hips upwards to meet me. Then finally, eventually, slowly, sliding all the way down, burying him inside, allowing myself to clamp tightly around his cock only when I'd enveloped it to full stretch, then a tiny bit more, all the way down. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it by supporting the project on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.